I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Over the next 6 months, all the major public art institutions in the Albuquerque area will be collaborating with local private galleries for an expansive celebration of the art and design of central New Mexico. On the map will include exhibitions, lectures, and performances, focusing on contemporary art, but also looking back to the area's cultural history. One of the organizers of the partnership is Andrew Connors, curator of art at the Albuquerque Museum. Andrew, what kind of collaborators did you reach out to, and what did you ask of them?
Well, I think the most important thing was that we wanted to get anybody involved that wanted to be involved. We wanted to be as inclusive as possible, and that's one thing that Albuquerque does so well. We were able to extend an invitation for people to participate in a program. They all took the ball and ran with it and created a diverse series of programs, a diverse program of exhibitions that really is so much more broad and expansive and interesting than any of us imagined when we first entered into this.
So when you presented the idea to these collaborators, you pretty much gave them free rein as to how they were going to interpret their relationship to that theme.
Well, the most important thing was that we brought together a group of individuals that had already partnered together. And one of the things that Albuquerque does well is work together, at least in the arts. We love collaborating. So we brought together 516 Arts, the Richard Levy Gallery, the Public Art Program, the Harwood Art Center, and some of us just sat down and said, what do we want to do to really celebrate the heritage of creativity in Albuquerque? So then we began to expand the circle and invite more and more people to be involved, and everybody jumped on board and brought their own story of creativity to the project.
At the center of the collaboration is a new exhibition at the Albuquerque Museum. It's called Visualizing Albuquerque. It looks at both the area's art and history. Did the idea for this exhibition come after the partnership was already set in place, or was it the springboard for the partnership?
That exhibition really was the springboard. We knew for many years that we wanted to do an art history of Albuquerque. And so as soon as Joseph Traugott retired from the New Mexico Museum of Art, we bagged him immediately and said, would you curate the show for Albuquerque? And the story of Albuquerque art really has not been entered into the mainstream story of New Mexico. The New Mexico art history tends to be told from a northern perspective, more of Santa Fe and Taos. And the story that happened here in Albuquerque was so very different, so contemporary, so cutting edge, so inspired by innovation rather than rooted in history. And we wanted to put that into a book. And so Joe has written a really wonderful book and curated the show that I think is really going to set a lot of people back on their heels saying, wow, I didn't realize that this was going on in our own community 100 years ago, 150 years ago, let alone the sort of story of things that are going on in the past 30 years.
One of the areas that the exhibition focuses on is post-World War II.
That's right. Once the atomic bomb was tested in Alamogordo and at the Trinity site, it really changed Albuquerque significantly. Just as 50 years earlier, almost 60 years earlier, the railroad significantly changed Albuquerque. So there was a story going on here in Albuquerque of an openness to new technologies. And with the arrival of the bomb, the university changed significantly and became much more contemporary in its focus and its research, scientific analysis. The transportation hub here really changed the idea of Albuquerque and made it into a very contemporary, up-to-date city. Obviously, the Altair computer was invented and developed here. Bill Gates almost got his start here and was a very significant contributor to early computer technology. And that happened in Albuquerque at this moment when people said, this really is a technology hub, and artists followed and innovated similarly.
And therefore, the art that was created in that time period was not what we consider traditional New Mexico art, but very contemporary art.
Right. The art was very contemporary that was being produced here, but it was very contemporary from the 1870s. So art here in Albuquerque was never necessarily looking back. It was always looking forward. And that's a part of New Mexico art that is very crucial, but it really doesn't fit into the story of ongoing tradition, the celebration of ongoing tradition. That's very important, and that's a wonderful part of New Mexico life, and it certainly happens here in Albuquerque. We'll be telling those stories as well, but we also want to push and really talk about the things that hadn't happened anywhere else in the country, but were happening here in Albuquerque because of that innovation.
And Visualizing Albuquerque, the exhibition will open January 31st. I said that this whole event, the whole collaboration, is going to last for about 6 months. What are the other events that are going to be taking place in January as part of On the Map?
Well, in January, we have a number of exhibitions that open, particularly at the South Broadway Cultural Center, an exhibition curated by Augustine Romero called The Bomb, focusing on cutting-edge new voices here in Albuquerque. At the Richard Levy Gallery and at 516 Arts, they'll have exhibitions opening on January 31st. Those exhibitions focus on contemporary design and contemporary art. The great architect Antoine Predock, one of our local heroes, and Central Features downtown will also be opening an exhibition shortly thereafter. At the Chemo Gallery, Deborah Hohola with the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center will be organizing an exhibition on Pueblo women and the innovations of Pueblo women using new technologies, new media, new pigments in their paintings, very different from the sort of Pueblo painting that was going on in Santa Fe at the time. So lots of different ways of looking at the stories of creativity in Albuquerque.
Wow. Now, you've chosen the title On the Map for this entire event. What is the significance of On the Map?
Well, I have to admit it's a little bit of a defensive title there. Albuquerque has always been sort of the airport for the cultural centers of New Mexico. And all of us that have been talking about this project for a year and a half now are really interested in putting Albuquerque on the cultural map of New Mexico. And one of the main guides that we'll be having for the entire program and the entire collaboration is literally a folder map that shows the arts organizations that are participating in the project, and it's illustrated with numerous images from the different exhibitions and different projects, and you have now a map of the leading arts organizations in Albuquerque, and it's folded in such a way that the back of it has a message from our mayor, and it sort of looks like a state highway map, but it's really a city arts map and a folded guide to the different events that are here.
Wow. Wonderful to have that.
And the Albuquerque Convention and Visitors Bureau has been incredibly supportive of all of this. And they've created a website called abqonthemap.com. And all of the events that are organized as part of this On the Map project are listed there on that beautiful website. And they've also been helping us with a regional and national advertising campaign. So if you go to abqonthemap.com, you'll find all of these different programs. And not just visual arts programs, but performing arts programs, lectures, concerts, all kinds of activities that are being organized. And not just here in Albuquerque, but we have a couple of collaborators in Santa Fe as well that are celebrating Albuquerque artists in Santa Fe.
You've mentioned that one of the salient features of the arts community in Albuquerque is the willingness to collaborate. Why, Andrew, is collaboration important?
By working together, we create a major project without major funding. We create a major project with just our regular, fairly limited funding for the arts here in New Mexico. And by working together, we create this big thing that has a unified message. And we can all learn and have a great deal of fun working together to celebrate that same story.
Curator of art at the Albuquerque Museum, Andrew Connors, has helped organize On the Map, a multi-site celebration of the art of Central New Mexico. Exhibitions and events begin this month and continue through June. For information, visit abqonthemap.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.